United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You see it?
Did you start this recording?
Announcements. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearings. Roll call. Archer.
Here.
Bartels. Collins. DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert. Fabiano.
Here.
Jarantine.
Yes.
Green.
Here.
Haynes. Hepner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez. Mayo. Maloney Brenda.
Here.
Maloney Joseph. Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Bronk.
Here.
Warro.
Here.
And Walton.
Here.
16 present and 7 absent.
And call the first meeting, public meeting order.
The first public hearing tonight is on the application for U.S. Department of Housing Community Development Block Grant Fund, CDBG, administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal for Minard Farms.
Somebody, do we have signed up?
There is one speaker signed up. Nope, this is not the right one.
We now open the floor for the public comments.
Right there, yes.
Nope. There is one speaker signed up, and it's Fred DeMayo.
You have 2 minutes. Okay, then 3, 4.
That Suzanne said 20.
You were close, though.
I was close. Before I start the clock, please, thank you very much for your vote last month on the fire training center, 2 months ago now. Much appreciated, and we are happy that's in the ground. Thank you very much. Okay, can I start the clock now? Good evening. Thank you for the time tonight. My name is Fred DeMayo, for those of you that don't know me. My wife and I, Diane, are sitting over there, wholly own Minard Farms Beverage Company down in Clintondale. We are the fifth generation on the property, but 5 years ago we bought the cider operation back wholly. Business has been really good. We source cider apples from local Ulster County growers, 35 in total and beyond, up into Hudson and down into Orange County. We have been trying to keep up with demand. Business is so good, we're up about 233% in the last 5 years. We've reinvested heavily out of our own pocket. We're very glad to do that. We're community-minded. We've come here to make a good product, treat our employees well, and have some fun along the way. Recently, the two big cider manufacturers merged, and so there's no competition in the market now, and most of the retailers are looking for a secondary supplier. In order to meet that demand, we need to continue to further automate, and our plan is to put a drop case packer in. It's a piece of machinery that allows you to fill more cases faster. So that sounds like we may not need as many people, and maybe on that line we won't, but we're going to need more guys to bring the apples in, more guys to run the press, more guys to fill trucks, we'll run the forklift around. And so we are proposing to add 4 positions to Ulster County, LMI positions. And we're asking the legislature to continue or to consider approving this application for the good of the county. My wife and I were born and raised here. At 61 years old, I should be thinking about retiring, but that's not in the cards because we love what we do. The cider business has been interesting. I see I got a little more time, so I'm going to drag this just a hair. The cider business has been interesting in the last 5 years. You know, the hard cider craze hit not only the United States, but the Hudson Valley of New York very hard. Volume there is up about 400%. The fresh cider business has been growing because people are looking for high quality, good quality product. And we are the only commercial wholesale cider manufacturer left in Ulster County. Our farmers need us. Most of them are close personal friends of mine. I might not look that old, but I'm working on the fourth generation in 2 instances. And I'm very proud of that. In the produce business, somewhere along the way, somebody usually sticks somebody, but we've never stuck anybody. Everyone sells us. We're very happy to have those relationships, and we want to continue to support Ulster County growers. See, my time's about up, but I couldn't go on for another 18 minutes. I can't for anything. Thank you very much for your time tonight. By the way, we have been working with Suzanne Holt very closely. She's been a very good ally. She knows what she's talking about. It's been such an ease of getting through with, for a business operator, the mountain of paperwork has been made a little tiny molehill based on her efforts. So thank you very much for your time tonight.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Is there anyone else that would like to speak? One last time.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
I can entertain that. Moved by Frank and seconded by Fabiano. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll save adjournment for you here.
All right, we have the second public hearing. We'll call the second public hearing in order.
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 3 of 2019, a local law amending Chapter 304, Article 1 of the Code of the County of Ulster.
How many speakers do we have signed up?
One speaker. The speaker signed up is Leanne Thornton.
Good evening. My name is Leanne Thornton. I am Deputy Supervisor for the Town of Sorgatys. And I'm here to encourage you to support your proposed local law number 3 dealing with the definitions and the change in your ordinance regarding construction debris. In the town of Sorgatys right now, we have been undergoing for the last 6 months a situation that is now in the Supreme Court dealing with a local business that accepts construction debris from outside of Ulster County and Dutchess County. It's basically coming up from New York City. And through the research and investigation of the DEC and the Ulster County Health Department, the substances that have been dumped on 4 land sites in the town of Sorgatys contain toxic material. We have property owners on Felquay, Goat Hill Road, Route 212, who now have seen the value of their property totally depreciate. They also have issues with the water quality. They're now, many of them are on bottled water. And the dumping continues, even though there's been town, police involved with stopping trucks. It's still continuing. And I think the fact that we certainly don't want to have this happen to any other community in Ulster County. The cleanup of this, according to DEC, is going to be the property owner's responsibility. But, this is someone who is still on a daily basis bringing trucks in at 6 a.m., beyond the time frame that was allotted. So I think anything on a county level that you as legislators can do to improve the wording of this local law, to include an expanded definition of what construction materials and debris include, it'll help other communities so that this type of activity certainly won't be able to happen. It's a continuing saga with us in Sorgatys. We're back in court and Supreme Court again on Monday. And, it affects the entire community because the legal fees that we are incurring right now, there's no end to this. We don't know at what point there'll be potentially a ruling by Judge Mott and for probably more appeals. But I would encourage you certainly wouldn't want this in your backyard. And, anything you can do to basically change the wording so that it protects other communities and towns and the residents of this county, we would greatly appreciate any assistance you could give us. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Please come up and state your name for the public.
Paul Andreessen, town councilman, town of Sorgatys. I'd like to mimic what Deputy Supervisor Thornton had mentioned. If we had this law in place, probably wouldn't get to this level that we see up in Sorgatys now. It's unfortunate. Mary Morrow, Legislator Morrow, Waro called me today, so I haven't really reviewed the entire statute, and so I can't really speak to every word of it, but I think if you can find, you know, if some of the wording is changed to incorporate the instances that we would have some actual teeth to prevent this from occurring again, and as Leanne said, in any of your towns, we don't want this to occur. I would also like to say that it's nice to see Mrs. Maloney sitting in that chair, and welcome. So again, I haven't read the whole statute. I'm not that familiar with it. I'm a former building official, 21 years. I know what it's like to issue stop work orders and have them ignored and wind up in Supreme Court. And it's very debilitating for our town. So this organization shouldn't have gotten this far. It's nobody's fault, but we'd like to see it come to an end, and possibly this legislation may prevent it in the future. May not help us now, but in the future. So thank you.
Anybody else like to speak?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Any all those in favor of the adjournment?
Aye.
All right, public hearing is adjourned. They call the third public hearing to order.
The third public hearing tonight is on proposed local law number 4 of 2019, a local law amending local law number 2 of 2019, a local law requiring restaurants and fast food service establishments provide plastic beverage straws solely upon request to include plastic stirrers, plastic cutlery, and condiment packets.
Any speakers signed up?
There are no speakers signed up.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on the issue? Having none, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Made and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing is adjourned.